You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Mandira Banerjee from University of Michigan News Service, and today I'm talking to filmmaker, Petoskey native, and University of Michigan Biological Station alumni, Sharon Shattuck, about her new short documentary, Parasites, A User's Guide. The film uses footage from University of Michigan Biological Station as well as interviews with resident faculty to discuss this fascinating category of creatures. The short will be screened at the UM Biological Station on June 17th at 7:30 p.m. Now, Sharon, parasites, that's an unusual topic. How did you decide on that topic?
I come with a background in ecology. I was a program in the environment undergrad. And I wanted to do something that combined ecology and health. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to some of my friends when I was in Ann Arbor visiting one time, and I asked them what they didn't know a lot about. And a lot of people said parasites. And so first I started out just thinking I was going to do a kind of a gross-out movie about parasites. And then as I started researching, I found that there's a whole category of parasites that are actually beneficial to people. And people are, like, in this sort of underground movement, using these parasites to help their bodies and to help heal. And so that's what really fascinated me, is that something that we all think is so disgusting is actually helping people.
What was that one discovery you made while working on this film, and what would that be?
The biggest discovery, I guess, was just that people are using these hookworms and whipworms are the two different parasites that people are using to treat things like inflammatory bowel disease, all sorts of autoimmune diseases, and allergies even. I'm an ecologist, so I understood the science behind it, but I was still really skeptical about whether they worked. And then I started meeting these people who couldn't even hike outside or like in their past life, and now they're able to do all of that because of these worms. I just was blown away by like how much I learned about these little parasites and how amazing they are.
You've studied and then worked at the University of Michigan Biological Station?
I worked as a teaching assistant for a long time. Even last summer I was teaching at the biostation as I was filming this movie, actually. The hope is just to get people excited about science and to really understand science. The biostation is really where I grew up in so many ways. I started out when I was like just finishing up my freshman year of college. My friend suggested that I go to the biostation with her and, you know, room with her in this little tin cabin and take an ecology class. And so I was like, eh, okay, you know, why not? So I went up there and I enrolled in general ecology, and it was so much fun, and it's such a family of people, and I really feel like the professors there are so supportive, and the faculty and the staff are just amazing. And so they've kind of become like my second family over the years.
When are you taking the shot after biostation screening?
We're doing two screenings on June 17th and July 1st at the biostation, both at 7:30 p.m. And those are technically advanced screenings. And so the official premiere of the movie will be this summer during the Traverse City Film Festival, which is in Traverse City, Michigan. And I received an invite from Michael Moore personally. He was in New York City a few weeks ago, and he watched my film as part of a Student Academy Awards screening, and he really liked it. I'm really, really excited about it. It was kind of out of the blue.
Are you coming back to the biostation this summer?
Unfortunately, just to screen. I wish I could stay for 2 months, but I will definitely be coming back for a little while, and I'm going to be swimming in Douglas Lake and seeing everybody and all my old friends and family. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for talking to us. We were talking to Sharon Shattuck about her short documentary, Parasites, A User's Guide. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks so much.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.